Ella Love. It's Delaney.
Alright.
Welcome back.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
I'm Katie. So this is our second episode. We had a list of topics we wanted to talk about, and we thought they were pretty good. But Delaney and I had an experience today, and we just felt that a podcast was our best avenue to discuss our thoughts, our feelings, our changed viewpoints of the world.
I also just want to remember this conversation forever.
Indeed.
So we can harvest it and release it to the world, to our 11 listeners now.
Ooh! You guys are great.
Thank you for your commitment.
Commitment? Unlike Harden's commitment to Tessa! Topical! Alright. I feel like some background is needed. Yeah, Delaney, you wanna start this conversation out?
She says, I feel like background is needed and doesn't provide
background. What did we do today, Delaney?
Okay, so today, Katie and I planned to go out on the town.
Yep.
Go to a bookstore, grab some lunch.
In a way, we did experience book culture.
Go to a bookstore, grab some lunch, maybe like go clothing shopping. You know what? But you know what we ended up doing? We ended up staying in our pajamas all day long and watching one movie of Twilight, fighting about it, and then switching immediately to...
to a movie we both didn't think we were gonna like.
The After series.
The After series.
So, the first movie in the series...
Wait. Background on the After series.
I'm giving the years released in the titles.
But we have to explain where this movie adaptation came from.
Oh, right. Harry Styles' stalker.
Right. So, first of all, some of you may be aware, and if you are, peep, I very much appreciate you. Similar situation. Some of you may be aware of the hit app, Wattpad.
I didn't know what this
was. A community of, mostly teenagers writing stories to be shared with other prepubescent people. During a middle
school... There's differences with
yes.
That.
No, well, I mean, most, I feel like, middle schoolers, at least I knew, went through a phase where we read Wattpad books. That was very me in middle school.
I was not one of them.
Well, look what you've become. Anyway, so on Wattpad, Anna Todd decided, you know what needs to exist? A fan fiction written about Harry Styles. But she's not gonna specifically say Harry Styles. No, that would be too direct. Her main character was Harden, a British heartthrob going to college in America, who falls head over heels with Tessa. I forget her last name. Doesn't matter.
Are you reading this, or is
it? No, this is all just from memory, girl. Wow. Yeah, I'm invested.
Are you the English major?
I am not. Anyway, so Anna Todd decides she's going to write this. This book blows up. Blows up.
Are you even allowed to consider it a book?
Yeah, it got published. It was published.
On Wattpad.
No. A publisher decided, this book is super popular on Wattpad. I'm going to publish it. So it is currently in Barnes & Noble.
So we're not going to consider Harry Styles' feelings and or personal life?
No. Well, aside from his appearance, I think, and his British accent, that's where the likeness ends. But...
okay.
Yeah. So anyway, she decided she was going to write this book. It blows up. It gets published. Published. And then... Netflix takes a little peek-a-rooney at this and decides, we're gonna make movies about this. And Delaney and I decided, we're gonna watch those movies. And we have many thoughts. Many thoughts.
It was a
roller coaster
of emotions, if you will.
Yes.
So the first movie is just titled After.
Yeah.
I don't even know where they go.
You should read the synopsis out for our listeners so they feel like they're in the storyline with us.
Okay. So, After came out in 2019, and let me look up a little synopsis.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. After the movie synopsis. I wonder where the title comes from.
The quote at the very beginning, Delaney.
I wasn't in the
beginning. Okay. Their love is, like, great and all? I don't really know.
So, I'm gonna assume this is from Wikipedia.
You also have to remember when this was written, the storyline's thought of. I'm pretty sure Anna Todd was a teenager. So, not the most well-developed or rational characters.
Right.
They do not know how to deal with their emotions. Very angsty, I would say.
Moldy.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So, I don't know what to cite for this. I'm going to assume it's from Wikipedia, but it's the first
We're not one. In college, Delaney. We don't need to do our APA citations.
Okay. Tessa Young is a dedicated student. Did a full... Can I start over?
Please do.
Tessa Young is a dedicated student, dutiful daughter, and loyal girlfriend to her high school sweetheart. What was his name? Noah?
Noah, yes, yeah.
Weird relations with the mother.
We will talk on that, yes.
Entering her... Okay. Entering her first semester of college, Tessa's guarded world opens up when she meets Hardin Scott, a mysterious and brooding rebel who makes her question all she thought she knew about herself and what she wants out of life.
Yes. So, we felt the first movie was fairly tame.
Oh my god. Selma Blair plays Carol Young in the first movie.
Who's Carol? Oh, the mother! Yeah. Oh.
I love Selma Blair. Do you know who she is?
Refresh my memory.
She played the woman who disliked Elle Woods in The Blonde.
Oh!
Who was engaged to her ex, Elle's ex.
That's Vivian?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She's amazing. She also is a big advocate for, I think she has multiple sclerosis.
Oh, queen. Yeah. Why is she doing in this movie?
I know, babe. I know.
Oh, poor girl. No wonder she got recasted.
Only to be recasted, yes, yes.
We will touch on that. This movie...
Wait, was she recast?
They all were recasted.
Hold on, I'm Googling Selma Blair after movie.
Anyway, okay, so you got the synopsis of the first movie.
Yeah.
Tessa's character. How would you describe Tessa's character?
Annoying.
Very spineless, I would say.
Unlike her books. But...
Yes, very much so. She basically does anything Hardin tells her to. Really... no thought for herself or her own ambitions, I would say. At least in the first movie.
Sure. I don't think her mom was recasted. I think it was always Selma.
Shame.
I could be wrong.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, so it opens up. Tessa's at college. She has her boyfriend.
Who we thought was her brother.
Yeah. We did not realize that her boyfriend was her boyfriend until he kissed her, and we were like, that's an odd thing for siblings to do. Later we found out that indeed was her boyfriend. So she's moving into college, she meets her roommate, and her mom absolutely despises her roommate. She's like, your roommate's awful, trash, garbage human being.
Right, just because she's smoking a little grain and has some piercings and tattoos.
Yes, so
also,
her...
you were right, her mom is recast.
Yes, I was. So her roommate has this group of friends, and in that group of friends is my guy Hardin.
As well as Molly.
Molly, we don't like Molly. And Zed, we love Zed. Yeah, very attractive man. Yeah, so really Tessa's figuring out her world and this group of friends and trying to figure out where she fits in, and she falls head over heels for Hardin.
What was the roommate's name?
I couldn't tell you. Okay. She's not important.
Right.
Yeah. And basically they have an on-again, off-again relationship for like most of the film.
Excuse me. You're forgetting the truth or dare game.
Oh, right. Yes. She goes to her first college party.
So Molly.
Molly? We don't like Molly.
Ask the group if they want to play a game of truth or dare.
The idiot she is. Tessa says yes.
And then and they find out Tessa...
has been very little experience with boys and dating. So they're like, ha ha ha, Hardin, kiss Tessa. And she's like, what? No, because I have a boyfriend. And then she like storms out of the party.
At this point in the movie, she has standards for herself.
Yeah, well, that goes downhill quickly.
Right.
So one thing I'd like to touch upon,
yeah,
considering I have read a fair bit of Wattpad books back in my middle school days, a lot of them have similar plot points, so I was kind of, like, in my mind waiting for these plot points to come up.
Yes, and you would announce it.
Yes. So college parties, that's a big one. Every single Wattpad book had a college party, and, like, the heroine had to be saved by this, like, hot guy. Yeah. Anyway.
Not the drug.
What?
You said the heroine?
I did not say heroin.
You said the heroine had to be saved.
Oh, got it. Guy. We're talking main character. Protagonist, yeah. If you will.
I interpreted it as drugs, so I'm just making sure everybody...
Mind out of the gutter, Delaney. That's coming for later.
but you're also forgetting the I'm disappointed in you text from her boyfriend.
Oh, yes. She told her boyfriend that she was going to a college party, and he's like, that's not you. Like, you don't go to college parties. I'm gonna tell your mom. And he proceeds to tattle on his girlfriend to her mother.
Which we had a whole discussion in the movie about, like, if my...
That's not right.
That's not okay.
Like, unless you are in serious danger your life is, like, imperative that someone else knows what you're doing, your partner does not get the right to tell your parent what you're doing. Unless you give them consent to.
Also, we got weird vibes in the beginning anyway, because literally he didn't drive a separate car. He drove down
with her mother.
With
you gotta come closer.
Alone. So.
Yeah. We get weird vibes. Weird vibes. Okay, after the party, she gets really upset with her boyfriend. She's like, you don't need to baby me. And then, oh, we forgot the biggest part. Tessa is not like other girls. She's simply quirky. Of her own.
No.
She likes reading.
Right. And she loves The Great Gatsby.
And Pride and Prejudice.
And Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen.
So on the first day, she's like really eager. She's like, I'm gonna go.
And she meets Landon.
We love Landon. Landon's incredible.
Who in the first two movies is played by the first actor, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. And so she meets Landon. They become besties. They have like an economic class together. And they also have this literature class.
Right.
And who storms in 5 minutes late? Harden.
Scott. But, his last name's Scott, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, this English professor suddenly knows everybody's names.
Yes, first day of class, she's calling people out. I'm like, that is a lie.
Miss Young, Mr. Scott. Also, she violates many codes of ethics throughout the film.
Yes, fire her immediately. Is she the professor?
Okay. We'll get to
In the second movie.
We are missing...
This is so scatterbrained, and I'm sorry, but if you want to know what's going on, watch the movies.
Yes.
Then come back, because you will feel just as
confused
and
gobsmacked
as we do, yes.
Incredibly thrown through a loop. This will feel like your life has been ruined by these movies.
Preferably, if you have the ability to, watch them back to back, like we did.
And
best viewing experience.
We will not even be touching on a few scenes today.
The numerous scenes. Yes.
The count 11 scenes today.
We tallied.
We surely did. We are missing the moment.
That's probably about, I'd say, a good hour and a half of all three franchises.
We are missing the moment where Harden's like, hey, we just got in a really big argument during class, in front of class. Why don't I take you
into the
woods?
No, we didn't get to that. So basically, when she first meets Harden, he's like, oh, you read? Like, let's bond over this book. So they bond over
The Great Gatsby.
And then they find out they have this literature class together. And then they get into this big fight about Pride and Prejudice, which, like,
Harden,
cliche.
The big thing to note about this argument is Harden's like,
love is stupid. Yeah.
I don't believe in real love. Love is a feeling you can turn on and off, which is like, okay, great. Even that, you've analyzed what feeling is.
Yeah. So anyway, he's a big proponent that like Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth only got together for circumstance reasons, not because of love, and that Elizabeth was desperate. Which, like, okay, we could get into a whole other podcast about that. However, we find out he's a reader. She's a reader. Whoa, crazy. After this, count them two conversations.
Right. They've had. Harden's like, I'm going to take you into the woods, baby, and we're going to go for a little bit of a swim.
Very much that. He's like, he goes up to her in the coffee shop and he's like, I want to show you something. And she's like, huh? No. You were rude to me. I don't want to go anywhere with you. And then
I would have screamed, stranger.
And then he uses his British accent. Danger. Yeah. She's won over by his British accent. She's like, fine, I'll go on this car ride with you over to this lake where nobody else is. And let's go for a little swim where you could easily drown me.
Right.
Yes.
And she immediately cheats on her high school boyfriend.
She does. They do indeed. Yes. And then he's like, I don't do relationships.
Right.
That kiss meant nothing.
You're missing the point. after their little dip in the pool, right. in the lake, the if lake, you will, which with gross. No ducks or any other wildlife.
Right, or people.
Yeah. They go out to dinner.
And oh, then, yes. Yeah.
And then Molly.
Molly, this awful human being she is.
She has iconic hair, but I don't
like her. She has a thing for Harden. She's like, yes.
Right.
Because they were, like, casually seeing each other before Tessa.
Yeah.
And she's like, my territory.
Yeah, so Molly just, like, basically blocks Harden into the dinner booth. And then Zed is also there for some reason.
Yeah, we don't really know. He's just there.
He's just there for looks.
Yeah.
He's just there for appeal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then Harden, like, basically just is a jerk to Tessa around Molly and Zed. And Molly makes everybody feel uncomfortable and insecure, just like she always does. And yes. It's suddenly off.
Yes.
You're hot and you're cold. You're
literally, that song should be the theme song of this franchise because.
And in your house.
Oh, that is just. Every character is bipolar, and you can quote me on that.
Every character is bipolar. Katie, 2022.
Yes. Anyway, so after Molly makes everyone uncomfortable, Harden's
after?
Like, yeah. Harden's like, goes over to Tessa. He's like, I know we share this great kiss, super romantic. However, I don't do relationships. Go back to your high school boyfriend. And she does.
Yeah, there's also
the spineless woman she is.
I would also like to say at the lake, there are like, there's gray lines of consent happening.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. She's like, oh, I don't know if we should. And then he's like,
you've never been touched before. No. Move on.
Anyway, yeah, so that happens. And then what happens after that? There's a lot of the scenes where just, like, Harden and Tessa are on a roof.
Oh,
they're on a roof for some reason. They spend a lot of time on roofs. Doing what? I don't know.
Can we talk about Noah and...
Oh, Noah. Noah's, like, basically getting angry at Tessa this whole time because she's living her college life.
So here's what happens.
And he's reporting back to her mother.
Right. So Noah shows up. Shows up to the college.
No, we didn't even... Oh, yes. Continue.
Mm-hmm. Noah shows up to the college.
Unannounced. Yes.
And...
Tessa's upset because Harden had told her, I don't do relationships, don't want a relationship with you.
So, Landon's mom...
No, because Landon's mom... No, we're not even there yet.
Yes, we are.
No, because she brings Noah to this bonfire
where
Molly's being a pest.
Oh, wait, no. Who's this other random, like, weirdo, rando guy that, like...
Zed? Oh, Jace?
That's his name?
I think. He's the tattoo-y just, guy?
Yeah, he doesn't even go to the
college. Yeah, he's kind of there.
Like, he's a townie, they call him. The
yes,
townie.
Yeah.
So Jace is kind of there, and they're playing,
It's basically that game where, you like, have a card. Yeah, and then, yeah, you...
Like, pass it around, and if you drop it, you have to kiss the person.
And so, of course, Molly, being the awful person she is...
No.
Was it not Molly?
No, it was Jace. Jace Tessa.
Yeah. And so Tessa's like, I'm not doing this. Come on, Noah. We're leaving.
No, and Noah was like, are you kidding me, bro? You can't do that. And then,
I believe Jace he used the word really... dude about four times.
Sure. And then Jace was getting really kind of aggressive and handsy. And then Harden just, like, storms in and punches him.
Of course. And also then... a classic Wattpad trope, but right. Anyway.
Harden has a lot of
he has anger issues to the max.
To the max.
His coping mechanism is...
Punching, drinking.
Drinking, storming off.
Relations.
Yes. Not so much in the second or third movie.
Are you kidding me?
Are we thinking about the same things? Anyway, moving forward, after that, Noah and Tessa go back to her dorm room, and they're like, okay, we're gonna watch a movie, and they do, and then our girl gets a call from Landon, and Landon's like, you gotta come over here, my guy Harden just threw a vase, there's glass everywhere, throwing chairs.
So Harden's dad at the time,
we'll get to that later. No spoilers, not yet,
Okay. Wait, that wasn't a spoiler, so sorry.
Forget you heard anything. Freudian slip. So
that was not a Freudian slip.
Moving forward.
Do we have to revert to last podcast?
Moving forward. Explain, Delaney.
What am I explaining? Okay.
Hardin's dad.
So Hardin's father, what's his name?
Couldn't tell ya.
Okay, I know Tess's
Daddy dad Hardin. Is Richard. Okay, moving forward. So Hardin's dad.
Mr. Scott.
Yes.
Mr. Scott lives in
this mansion.
This massive mansion on campus. And we hear.
Is it on campus? Oh, because he's the counselor. He's the his name is Ken because it was Ken and Karen.
Right. He's the chancellor of the school. I've never heard of
it. Never heard of it. Don't know what it is.
What's the leader of your school called?
A nun? Oh. President.
Okay, I have a dean. Yes. Actually, no, I have a president.
Mm-hmm.
I have a president.
Yes.
So he's the chancellor. It sounds like we're in Nightingale times, but whatever. Night times? Medieval times?
Sure.
Oh, right, you didn't come on the Washington, D.C.
Moving forward!
I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted.
Yes, you are. We need to explain the relationship between Landon and Hardin.
I was going to talk about the dinner place, but nonetheless.
What dinner place? Oh, medieval times. Okay, yes. Moving forward. Sidetracked, Delaney. We need to get through the synopsis because we haven't even gotten to our opinions. Oh. Jeez, woman.
Okay, I'm squeezing my nose.
I'm readjusting.
Okay.
Don't mind me.
So, Landon, I think it's important to note that he's
Landon is
black.
Yes, yeah.
Landon is black.
Yes.
And I'm laughing for a reason you will discover later.
My favorite thing from this whole franchise. Yes.
So, Landon's mom
is...
Whom is white in this film.
In this first film. We are getting to that.
In this film, Landon's mom is of the Caucasian.
Yes, and she's marrying Hardin's dad. Hardin's, so they're about to be stepbrothers.
Hardin's dad.
Who
has an American accent.
Right, which is why Landon called over Tessa, because he's like, my stepbro, which she finds out they're going to be stepbros. My stepbro is freaking out, and I think you can calm him down. So, right, like, get over here.
Because Hardin has trauma from his childhood with his father when he was living in London with his mom.
Yeah.
And
he witnessed an assault, yes.
He's upset to see that his father has become... A better father.
Yes, to Landon, basically.
To Landon, and a better husband to Landon's mom than he ever was to him.
I kind of feel like we'll get to it, but he was maybe justified.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he needs to redirect his anger.
Oh, I wasn't talking about Hardin. I was talking about my guy Ken, Hardin's dad.
Sure. Maybe he did have a reason to drink.
Yes. So his dad was an alcoholic, which is important to note because he is also quite an alcoholic.
Yeah, Hardin is a raging alcoholic. So we get
Tessa comforting.
We get Hardin, Tessa comforting Hardin,
and they become closer that night.
Hardin throws a glass.
Yes,
they're cleaning Tessa's wounds.
And yeah, so basically they become closer, and they're like, okay, maybe we can do this relationship kind of thing.
Right, they become closer,
and then she goes back to her dorm room, and she sees Noah, who she left in her dorm room.
Like, Noah meets
with
her
no
outside.
Words. No, like, she did not tell him she was leaving. She just kind of left.
Does Noah meet her outside?
Noah meets her outside, and who is standing in the back? Like, Hardin's an ominous shadow. Hardin. Oh, also, I think it's important to note, you do not see him wear an ounce of color in this three-movie trilogy. Unless it's a banty. He wears black jeans, black shoes, and a black shirt. Every single scene, unless he's not wearing. Anyway. So, yes. And then our guy, Hardin, is standing over there. And so Noah freaks out. He's like, what are you doing? You definitely cheated on me. And she doesn't deny it. Because let's be honest, she did cheat.
They also don't ever formally break up.
No, he's just kind of like.
He just runs
she
off,
also
drives away.
He also just kind of sees Hardin in the shadows and makes assumptions, and she never combats it, and then drives away.
Okay.
So there was no communication. There was no formal breakup.
So then Tessa crawls into her roommate's bed, and
they
have a little stumbling cry.
Yes. Then the next morning,
which that is wrong of the roommate to do, by the way.
Why?
Because she knew all along about the deer.
Oh, that's a good point. So the next morning, Tessa's feeling very distraught, and I don't remember why, but Harden comes over to visit, I don't know, and they're, like, chilling, and then Tessa's mom comes through the door, and she's like, what have you done to my daughter? You're corrupting my daughter. How dare you? And then Tessa freaks out, and she's like, you can't control me anymore. I'm an adult, and I can make adult decisions. Just because you liked Noah doesn't mean I have to be in a relationship with him.
So the mom basically disowns her in the stairwell of her dorm.
Yes, because she doesn't want to date Noah.
She's like, you're cut off. I'm not paying for anything anymore. So now we get to the infamous apartment base.
Oh, no, no, no. So, yeah, by this point, Tessa and Harden have become really close, and they're, like, dating, and everything's going great, and there's a cute montage where they go to the aquarium.
And there's a massive whale.
There's a very massive whale. So big. And then he says that she reminds him of a fish, which I thought was very rude. If a man ever likens me to a fish, I will not be talking to that man anymore.
So Harden's like, I think they got into a fight, and he beats her somewhere.
What? There was no physical abuse between Harden and Tessa.
I said meat.
Oh, got meat. Got it. Okay, so, yeah.
I just beat her up, love. yeah. He meets her somewhere, and he's like, babes, I've got a surprise for you.
Yes.
And then he puts her hands on her eyes, which I hate when people do that. Yes. Because then I can feel my eyeballs moving around.
Yeah. Anyway, his big surprise to help Tessa out after being disowned is that he, for some reason, so we didn't really know his exact living arrangements because he has a big old house with his dad, also lives in a frat house.
He's a legend father.
Okay. So, yes, he lives in this frat house, too, but then also, apparently he's house-sitting for this professor who we never see.
Apartment.
This very nice studio apartment.
He's plant-sitting.
He's plant-sitting. This very nice studio apartment that's, like, got luxuries, got a big old bathtub, got a great view, some plants.
So after the works. So, after this surprise, Tessa becomes very vulnerable.
Wait, no, so they're living there now.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Vulnerable. What does she do? I don't remember. Oh,
you don't remember
yes, I. No, that's at the wedding, girl.
No, it's not. It's yeah. At the apartment. Because then they're seen having a bath together.
No, that's after the wedding. Sure. Remember? Because you're like, oh. Anyway, so they do end up going to the wedding. They go to the wedding of Landon's mother, Karen, and Harden's father, Ken.
Did we even explain that they were engaged and that's why he was upset?
What? Yeah, no, they were getting married. Remember we said step bros?
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're getting flabbergasted.
I have to pee.
Oh my god. Like clockwork, woman.
I'm sorry.
Okay, welcome back.
Right.
So where did we leave off? They went to the wedding and then they're like chilling at the apartment one day, right? And then he keeps getting texts, and she's like, Harden, you keep getting texts. I'm going to look at your phone. Famous last words. And Molly keeps texting him. She's like, meet me here. We're all like, come on, let's meet here. And so Tessa's immediately like, you know, something's going on between Molly and Harden. And so she's like, Harden, what's going on? He's like, you don't trust me. And then he storms out.
A dog has entered the studio. Yeah.
We gotta take care of that.
No, we don't. Let her be. Let her live.
She doesn't need to be exposed to this trashy movie.
Let her snuggle. She's snuggling. We're snuggling. She's fine.
Okay. Yeah, so he storms off, she storms off, and then she goes to this restaurant, and Molly's there with their whole group of friends, and Molly's being a provocateur, trying to rile everyone up, and then we find out about the bet.
The dare. So, essentially, it's a video.
From her first party.
From the first party.
Yeah.
Of Tessa denying Harden's kiss.
Yes.
And Harden's like, bruv, you really don't think I can get with her? You really don't think I can get with her? I bet I can get with her. And I can get her to fall in love with me, mate. I really do think I can do that.
I'm really loving your British accent. It's making this for me.
Thank you, darling.
Right.
I think she just farted in my face.
Good, I hope so.
That's my pillow. pillow. I sleep on that. She's giving me pink.
I told you to get her out of here.
Oh. I love her so much, though.
Anyway, so that's basically the first movie, because they break up. Initial thoughts of the first movie. What did we think?
They don't break up at the end.
Yes, they do, because the first second movie starts with him sleeping in his car.
You're so right.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Yeah. I know I am.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Anyway, no. So they break up, and then her English professor's like, I read Hardin's midterm paper, and I think you should read it as well. I think it's very insightful. How did she know they were dating, first of all? Yeah, how did she know they were dating?
She's like, I think it was meant for you, Mrs. Young.
And so she gives Hardin, she gives Tessa Hardin's midterm paper, which is like a breach of every
ethical policy.
Yes. So that happens.
She's literally
cleaning. Okay.
The dog is cleaning the cooch on my bed.
Don't clean it. Anyway.
She's cleaning herself.
I told you to get her out of here, but did you listen to me? No. And look where we are. Anyway.
Okay. We didn't talk about the weird relationship between Noah.
We did a little bit. How he, like, kept tabs on her.
But her mom literally has a picture of him.
That was in the second movie.
Okay, I guess we're moving on.
They had a weird relationship where, like, her mother very much loved Noah in a weird way that went beyond just, like, future mother-in-law, you know?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the first movie was very blue, tomato.
It wasn't that good. We were like, okay, this is kind of garbage.
It's all garbage, but just, like, intriguing garbage.
Yes. We were like, okay, will they, won't they? Are they going to get back together? Anyway, what we forgot to set up, because this sets up the plot of the second movie, that same English professor tells Tessa that she should apply for this internship at this company.
She's the one
with
who told her?
Vance. Okay. Yes. With this guy, Vance.
Not Bob.
Christian Vance. Yes. Right. And Tessa does, and she gets the internship, and that's where the second movie starts.
Okay, so second movie. I'd first like to make clear, Landon's mother is now black.
She's no longer white.
She's no longer a white woman.
Yes.
She's black.
Yes. And we were a little bit confused, Chris. We're like, where's Landon's mother? Why is he dating this new woman? Little did we know, it was actually Karen all along. She changed races.
Right. Is Ken different
too? Ken, at this point, I think is the same.
Okay.
There's a lot of recasting in this franchise, so we were kind of confused.
I can't wait till the next movie.
Do you want to take over the synopsis of this movie?
Sure. Well, I did the synopsis last time. So after we collided came in the midst of the pandemic in 2022.
Right. Yes.
The panoramic.
Can you angle your face more towards the mic?
Okay.
You're about to get clipped. All right. Winnie was just about to smell the microphone.
She's gonna lick.
Anyway.
Okay. Tessa finds herself struggling with her complicated relationship with Hardin. She faces a dilemma that could change their lives forever. Mm-hmm. What's that dilemma?
I don't know.
Oh, Dylan Sprouse? Who?
We love. We think Trevor should be the main character of every movie. Trevor and Landon, honestly.
You'll see in Trevor.
Trevor!
Okay, Miss Clip the Mic.
I really like Trevor.
He's very attractive.
Dylan Sprouse. Come on. We all know what Dylan Sprouse looks like.
We stan Dylan Sprouse. We stan the Sprouse twins.
Yes.
We don't realize the point of Dylan Sprouse in this
movie. Really, I think he was just there for emotional support. What emotional support did he give? We don't really know.
Right. He is the only emotionally stable character. We have
Landon! Landon! Landon is very much emotionally stable.
Sure.
What's wrong with Landon? I mean, his mom changing races is probably really difficult for him.
That's really jarring. Oh, that is so bad. So bad. Like, guys, you can have at least one continuity. Like, that is insane. That is insane. Because I mean...
mom. This poor man.
That is trauma. And then in the third movie, he's just an entirely different actor.
I think the only two cast members that weren't recast in every movie were Tessa and Harden. And Molly.
Well, she was only in the first
and Zed.
I think Zed might have been recasted.
No!
Yeah. He looks a little different in the second movie to me.
How dare you? That's Zed slander.
Okay.
Anyway, so you were saying the synopsis.
I read it.
Okay, well, alright. So do we want to go a little bit more in depth? What did you think about the second movie? So, like, basically it's just her whole internship and getting closer with, Dylan Sprouse, while also Harden is trying to pursue her again. He's like, let's get back together, love.
It's giving stalker energy.
Very much so.
And
the relationship between Vance is the company owner, and he's dating his assistant Kimberly.
He is rather unprofessional.
And so he takes Tessa under his wing, and he's like, I'm gonna help you. Like, you're a great employee. I don't know. But Vance is like her mentor throughout this.
Spicy scene count for this movie? 5.
Yes.
1 for the first, 5 for this one. We did fast forward.
Yes. Yeah. They were uncomfy. So.
Lies and fabrication. You mustn't tell lies.
Please do more Harden impressions, because I really like those.
Okay. That wasn't a Harden impression. That was a Dolores Umbridge impression.
Well, still, your British accent makes me cackle.
Oh, so at this point, we did some Google searching.
Yes.
Oh
my god, we forgot to mention the most important part to me.
The ages?
No.
Oh, I was gonna mention that.
So in the first movie, I am a very big fan of the musical stylings of the band The Fray.
Right.
And in the first movie, they played a song by The Fray. I believe it was Look After You. Really good song. Highly recommend. And I got really excited. I'm like, oh my god, I love The Fray. In the second movie, they played another song by The Fray. And we're like, oh my god, this is a trend. It's become a moment.
Because in the third movie, Katie was like, where's The Fray?
I was waiting for it. I'm like, there's got to be a song by The Fray in this movie, because they cannot just have 2 Fray songs and not have a third.
Right.
So the second movie had the song Heartbeat, which is really good. Highly recommend.
Right.
And so, yeah, I don't remember where that song was played, but it was played.
So,
and it made me happy.
The timeline of these movies is incredibly
confusing. We are really confused. So Tessa is a freshman.
I think I figured it out.
Okay, please.
Let me explain this.
Please.
Because I did some Google searching, I did some research.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the first movie, Tessa moves in. She's an 18-year-old college freshman. I mean, I was 17, so whatever. She's an 18-year-old college freshman. And the first movie takes place during the first semester of her freshman year. Because in the second movie,
it takes place during the second semester, because there was a Christmas tree.
The second movie does, yeah.
Yes, the second movie.
We are led to believe the second movie takes place during the second semester. And
so she is still a freshman.
She's still a freshman, but also we believe it leads into her sophomore year, because Harden and her celebrate her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they meet Vance's son.
Vance's son, yes. Named Smith, which, dumb name.
His name was Smith?
His name was Smith.
Smith Vance.
It's unfortunate. So we find out Kimberly and Vance are an item. The whole plot is like, oh, Trevor's trying to get close with my woman. Harden's like going after her. And Tessa's like, I don't want to date you again, because you really hurt me with your bet. And I have no friends, and Trevor's my only friend.
And it's like incredibly hot and cold.
Very much so. They fight and break up constantly. And so, he drinks.
Right.
Yes.
Harden is also, he just says crap to make people feel bad.
Yes.
And he is a year older than Tessa. We should have specified.
Right.
But he's a year older, yeah. So he will be graduating several months before.
Right. Is there any other big plot points in this movie? This movie was good.
Molly
is provoking again. She tries.
Car accident.
Oh, but first they get into the fight at the party. Tessa's like, my man. And then she slaps Molly for no reason. Well, not no reason. It was provoked.
Yeah.
So her and Molly get into this big fist fight. And then
the countdown begins to the new year. And then
right. Yes.
Big explosions.
Yes.
And then Happy New Year.
Yay.
So then, after the New Year moment, they go downstairs and Harden encounters a woman. What was her name? A lady? Another gal? I think her name was like Lily?
No, Lily was the third movie.
Right. We don't even find out where she was from.
Yeah, I feel like her name is like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. She wasn't important.
She was a gorgeous gal in a blue dress.
Yes.
And Harden was like, can you just not tell anybody about a conversation we just had? I'm just trying to move on.
Yes.
And
she uses the word choice. Of course, I don't kiss and tell. And of course, cliche, Tessa walks by right at that moment.
Right. And Tessa gets upset and goes, kisses another guy right in front of him. Harden.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they don't really establish if they've ever gotten back together because
I don't think they ever established Tessa they were in a relationship officially. Yeah, so
Tessa gets wildly drunk in the beginning of the second movie.
Yes.
And makes a few mistakes and makes some phone calls and it leads back into their weird relationship.
Yes. Yeah. So at the start of the first movie, they're kind of, like, together again. Right. And then they break up after Tessa thinks Harden's cheating on her.
Right, and Harden's like, I'm making my amends, mate. You really think I wouldn't love you if I wasn't trying every single day to make my amends?
I thought they didn't use the L word yet.
Well, he drew it on her back in the first movie.
Okay, yeah, all right.
In the
yeah, okay, bathtub. Please continue with your Harden impressions. I really much like them. I very much like them. Thank
you. So we also have a conspiracy theory about the apartment.
Right. So this professor has not returned. Her plants by now are surely dead.
So our conspiracy is that the entire movie franchise is just Harden explaining to the professor
why her plants are dead.
Why her plants are dead.
Yes, because it very much was stated right at the beginning of when they get the apartment that he was house-sitting for a professor and that they could stay there. And we do not see the professor. Also, not one bit. And her plants are surely dead.
You can tell this is incredibly unorganized because we missed the plot point in the first film where Tessa goes back home and, like, hugs her mom. And her mom's like, basically, I told you so, but I love you too, and I'm sorry.
Right, after the dare. After the bet.
So then in the second movie, all of a sudden, her mom's like, you're back with this piece of trash. I no longer respect you anymore. You're back on the streets.
Right. At this point, I don't think they were officially back together. They were like, you know, they were testing the waters. So she goes back to Harden's after her mom disowns her again. And Harden's mother is there. So she meets Harden's mother for the first time. And they spend Christmas together. And it is a lovely little moment.
No. They spend Harden's mom on Tessa's birthday.
Right.
It's like, please stay. Don't go home to your parents. Your mom, please stay on your birthday.
Yes. Which is very close to Christmas.
Right. She's a Capricorn?
I guess so.
I don't know the dates. I just know that Jesus is a Capricorn. Oh. That's a song. Did you know that's a song?
I did not.
Jesus is a Capricorn.
Moving forward. Yeah. So, we're really disorganized. And hopefully you enjoy our journey. Because we're trying to organize our own thoughts. There's a lot to these movies, and to be honest, they don't make sense.
We were violently screaming at the television.
Yes.
We were violently screaming at the television. Because these first two movies, these people...
They were fine.
And the third are incredibly frustrating.
Yes.
These people are the most
hot
frustrating,
and cold.
Toxic people you
literally,
will ever meet.
Tessa and Harden's relationship is the most toxic thing ever. They do not communicate. What happens is they get angry with each other. Harden goes to drink. And they ignore each other for days on end.
The only time they have significant words with each other is after
intimate moments.
Yes.
Yes.
And during such moments, he's like making her apologize or forgive him.
It's very toxic. It's
and
toxic.
She's drunk 50% of the time.
It's very toxic.
Yeah.
We don't like their relationship.
No.
We were like, this has to end. Where is Trevor? We very
so
much
Trevor,
like Trevor.
So when does the car...
Trevor literally buys her a car.
No, he doesn't.
He helps her find a car.
He helps her find a car.
Yeah, Trevor's a nice guy. He's like, you can't ride your bike to work. I'm going to help you find a car. Helps her find a used car. All is well. And then she
Trevor's
gets into
it. Trevor's from the internship, by the way.
Yes, Trevor works at the job that she has, this paid internship.
Right.
With Vance.
And Trevor tells her straight up at lunch one day, I don't think you guys should be together.
He's very honest. He's very supportive. He's like, Tessa, you deserve better. He is toxic. Get out of that relationship.
Tessa Brooks, the competition shook. All these guys are bummy. No, I ain't talking book. Panera is your home.
Okay. I don't think anyone wants to hear your singing.
That would be It's Everyday Bro by Jake.
Oh, shout out Emily. Hopefully you're listening. But Emily and I actually had a conversation about this song the other day and how garbage it is.
Obviously. So, anyway. I do know it by heart as well. I shouldn't admit this.
You did go through a Jake Paul phase in middle school, and I think everyone listening knows that.
It wasn't a Jake Paul
phase. It was a Logan Paul phase. There we go.
Which, is that worse or better? The world may never know.
Well, I'd like to let anyone who know that didn't know, Delaney went through a huge Logan Paul phase in middle school. I'm talking merch and everything.
I'm going to cut you off. Moving on. I bought, the merch arrived maybe like 2 weeks before the December 31st incident.
Yeah.
And it was $50, and it is the most paper-thin shirt I have, but I still have it because I paid $50 plus shipping. And
that's unfortunate, my guy.
You know what? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
Speaking of mistakes... Back into Harden and Tessa's relationship. Their whole relationship is a mistake. So basically, they're like broken up after, I don't even know, one of their fights. One of their probably 7 millionth fight. And so Tessa is driving. And then Harden calls her. He's like calling to apologize after, must have been the party. And she reaches for her phone and a car hits her head on. And she goes to the hospital because she was in a car accident.
In hospital.
Hospital. And for some reason Trevor's there. Don't really know why. Trevor answers Tessa's phone because Harden called again after the car accident because he saw that she had gotten into a car accident. I don't really know. And he's like, girl, he's like, Harden, no, my guy. Right.
Hold on. It is after the party because yes. Gorgeous girl in the blue dress.
Offers to give Harden a ride to Tessa's. And then he sees that Tessa's car is totaled and he's like, she was in an accident.
Right.
Yeah.
So he, like...
Chases the ambulance.
He's a runner. He's a track star.
Yes.
He runs after the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
And, very impressive running.
Yes, we were very impressed about how fast he was running.
Either he was going really fast
or the ambulance was going really slow.
Is the father...
Trevor, we were talking about Trevor's phone call. He's like, my guy, Harden, if you really love this girl, leave her alone, let her get her some space. She got offered this job in Seattle, she should take it. And then right. Harden's like, oh my gosh, you're so right, I'm gonna move back to London.
Right, he's gonna work on himself.
Which lasted for like two minutes. And then he returns back to, I don't even know where they are, California.
No, he doesn't. You're forgetting when Trevor starts to tell.
Oh, he does tell Tessa. He confessed. He's like, I answered your phone.
Is it Tess or Tessa?
Tessa. But Harden calls her Tess.
Teresa.
Yes. I'm going to sneeze, and I apologize.
Do it. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So,
after the phone call,
right.
He returns.
She drops her glass of champagne.
Yes, because Harden has returned back from London to see her off before Seattle. I don't know.
And they go into an Uber. They drive away.
Yes, and they're like happy, in love again.
And Mr. Dylan, Sir Trevor, Sir Sprouse.
Yeah.
Sees them drive away and is like, you know what, it's not really worth my time anymore. And we never see him
again. Which is tragic because we love Trevor. Trevor is an unproblematic king.
Yeah.
Tessa deserved Trevor. So what if he reads economic books for fun? Sometimes you need a dependable man in your life. Unlike Harden, who literally is an alcoholic who does not know how to regulate his emotions.
Very that. Wait, how do Trevor and Harden know each other?
Harden worked at Vance's company the summer before.
Sure, right.
Yes. Okay. And so that's how he knew Trevor.
They never addressed how him and Trevor had a rocky relationship, though.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny when he first saw Trevor.
Yeah, he's like, you'll see in Trevor. There was another word in that, but I'm not going to say that on the podcast. You'll see in Trevor. The way in which Harden says things,
it's very like, funny.
It could be a serious moment. And just
the his way accent his is accent so funny.
Says things, and like, I don't even know if it's the actor's acting, but like, the way he says it, like in the third movie, there's a very pivotal moment, and he says like what's happening in that moment, and it's so hilarious.
Yes. Yeah, so she decided she's taking her job, the job in Seattle, even though she's still in college, she's suddenly transferring without any hard work or anything. Yeah.
And at the beginning of the movie, Harden's having a hard time. Whoa, Harden's having a hard time.
When is he not having a hard time?
Harden's having a hard time. Sorry, I'm just having a, alliteration realization there. Harden's having a hard time, and he just is parked out of this tattoo parlor where, the homeless population seems
That's
to
the
gather.
Beginning of the first movie, second movie, Delaney.
I know! We haven't mentioned that, Katie.
Oh, so this is the beginning of the second movie.
I just said that.
Oh, sorry. I was under the impression we were going on to the third.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of the second movie, all of that occurred. And so Katie's like, you know what? I bet that that is...
Yeah, Tess's... so he encounters this man who's like asking him for something and he's in a really bad mood, so he brushes him off.
He's like, buzz off, mate.
Yes.
Buzz off.
And me being the Wattpad connoisseur that I am, I'm like, I know.
This is
why.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, it's not hurting anyone. So I'm like, I know. I have read these books. I'm going to bet that that man that he brazenly brushed off is Tessa's dad. And what do we find out in the third movie, Delaney?
No, the second. The end of the second.
Oh, what do we find out?
It's Tessa's father.
Yes, I was right. I was very good at predicting these. I also, let it be known, I said, what did I say, Delaney? I said, every Wattpad book has a car accident scene. So I'm predicting there is a car accident scene. And
many estranged fathers.
Yes. Everyone in this movie has daddy issues.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, third movie. Please provide us your summary.
Sorry, I'm texting someone.
How dare you? If it's not about after, we don't want it.
Is it After We Fall?
That's the third movie.
After We Fell.
Yeah, that's the third movie.
So this came out in 2021, I believe in August, since the fourth is coming out this August.
Which we will be watching.
Oh my god. Do you want to know what it was rated on IMDb?
100%. As it should be.
4.6 out of 10.
Okay. Well, some people obviously don't know art.
We are being incredibly ironic, and I really hope that's... We don't want any of our,
We don't seriously think this is good media. Let that be known. We just think it's incredible that this story went in so many different directions.
Right. So we're at the
We're a little flabbergasted. Yes.
We're at the third movie now, babes. As Tessa makes a life-changing decision... Revelations about her family and Harden's past threaten to derail her plans and end the couple's intense relationship. I feel like intense is a nice word of saying incredibly toxic.
Yes. So
Harden, the
notes
we have thus far for the third movie.
Harden's upset because he doesn't want her to go to Seattle without him.
Can I address the character changes?
Oh, yes. So this movie also sees a ton of recasting. So disregard all the characters from the last movie because now they're all recasted. Oh. Actors are different.
Are you ready, babes? Landon's mom is now a different black woman.
Still black, mind you. She's no longer white.
Right.
Yeah.
Landon is played by a different actor from, if you have ever seen Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, it's the nephew who is on house arrest in the first season, and all the seasons, but if you've ever seen it, he's great, love him, but yeah, he's a completely different person. Vance now is suddenly British, and
he's
incredibly
British.
Ugly.
Yes, he was American in the first two movies, and yeah, he's British now.
Vance's son...
And 2 feet shorter! He was a lot shorter in the third movie, too, of the actor.
Yeah, fair enough.
Kimberly, his love interest, also...
I'm addressing that later!
Okay, I'm sorry, continue.
Vance's son, from a previous marriage, I believe his name is Smith.
It is, yeah.
Is played by a different actor who is significantly older.
And taller.
We're talking like...
Oh my god, we forgot to mention it. In the last movie, Vance proposed to Kimberly.
With his son.
Yeah, at their party where Harden got Tessa back.
Okay. Harden's mom is a different white woman.
Yes. Still British.
Yes. Also, we are literally only mentioning race because of the intense switch.
It was very intense.
It was like, we were wondering if it was a different woman, and then we realized, oh, that's supposed to be Landon's mom.
Yes. Got it.
Kimberly is now played by a different woman who is the same race as she was before.
But she's brunette. Kimberly in the second movie was blonde.
What?
Yeah, she was very platinum blonde.
No, I know, in the second movie.
Yeah, and in the third movie, she was not.
Yeah, she was.
No, she was a brunette. Mm. She was a brunette, Delaney.
Wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay, do a little Google search and then apologize. Thank you.
I am not going to apologize.
Okay.
No, so everyone basically was recasted. Except for Harden.
Right. And we no longer see Harden's little group of friends. We no longer see Molly anymore after Tess told her off. Or Zeb and his little girlfriend.
Brunette. She is a brunette.
Sure. You know what? Maybe I would apologize for that.
As you should.
So the third movie, we learn about Tess's father and his also...
Troubling past. He was an alcoholic.
With alcoholism and now homelessness. So he is staying at their apartment in which the professor
The plants are surely dead by now.
Because in the first movie, it was told that we were just having this apartment for a year, but I guess not.
The professor decided... No longer, she did not want to be associated with those clowns. She said, I'm leaving. We don't know where she is. She's never mentioned ever again.
Mm-mm. They're just, like, living there, camping out, inviting other people there, you know, doing their business there, just all things. So, the father is there. Not much really happens, just, like, some reacquaintancing. Also, we should mention that Toddler.
Accurate.
Yeah. Harden has this quality to him.
He very much is a toddler. I love that Freudian slip for you.
It's not a Freudian slip.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. A Freudian slip is inherently sexual.
I didn't think it should. I don't.
Look up the definition of a Freudian slip.
Okay, anyway, moving on.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Anyway, toddler.
Okay. Harden has this quality to him where if he doesn't get his way, or if Tessa, God forbid, even looks at another
Or stands
man,
up for or herself.
Or stands.
Just, she stands up. He's like, nope, sit down.
God forbid she has some...
God forbid she uses her legs.
She has some stability in her knees. Roll on the floor and
throw a temper tantrum, drinking alcohol,
walk away, relapse, all the things. So what happened?
Oh my god, Robert!
Yeah, so
yes,
what are we missing in this third movie?
So they fight. She's like, I want to go to Seattle, and he's like, no, I don't want you to go.
Oh,
and then they go for a weekend away together with the whole new cast of a family.
Right, the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. the recast, yep.
It's so much. It's so messy.
We were really confused because we were like, who is this old white man? And we couldn't differentiate between Ken, Harden's father, question mark, Vance, Harden's mother's friend, question mark.
Because they're all white and balding.
Yeah. Yeah. And they keep changing the actors on us. We got confused. So they go up for the weekend away, and then at this restaurant, Harden sees yet another woman from his past, and he stops to talk to her.
And her name was Allie.
No, her name was Lily.
Oh, yeah, Lily.
And so this really cute, attractive waiter named just Robert. Robert is, like, trying to be nice, probably trying to get his tips. You know, it's hard being a waiter. And he's just really nice to Tessa, and Harden has to be a jerk and be like, mama, mama, mama.
Yeah, he's like, the waiter's like, would you like another minute? And he's like, yeah, just come back, babes. Just come back. Just another minute, please. And, like, literally, physically assaults the waiter on his way to his seat. Like, literally.
Justice for Robert. We love Robert.
Well, Robert gets his justice in Harden's dreams.
Yes.
So Harden has some...
He has a nightmare that Robert stole Tessa away from him.
Right, and Harden can't interfere.
No, yeah.
Or join. So, Harden, we also forgot to
mention... No, that's, like, way later, isn't it? That's, like, no, because he has many dreams.
Yeah, and he already has a lot of nightmares about his past trauma with his father, and men coming to find his father, but instead finding his mother in his house and beating her, So that's where a lot of his nightmares and anger comes from, which is valid, but also he's a man and needs to figure out...
He needs therapy.
Yeah.
End of the day.
Everyone needs therapy.
Yes. He cannot regulate. And that's
where our sponsor BetterHelp
comes from. Oh my god, imagine? That would be perfect.
I'm kidding, we are not sponsored.
No, we're not. I wish.
Our 11 listeners.
Use the code... I don't even know. What would our promo code be?
I don't think this is... good to do. I feel like we're violating a lot of legalities.
Okay, back to Harden. He has a dream, and then Robert, and then that's after they, so he has that bad dream. By this point, Tessa has taken the job in Seattle, is living with Vance and Kimberly in Seattle.
And their son, Smith.
And they're expecting a baby.
Yes,
Kimberly is pregnant. Yes. And so he's, like, really aggravated by this dream, so he decides he's gonna drive to Seattle to see his girl. And we do see a little bit of development. Instead of drinking being his first defense towards these emotions he doesn't know how to regulate, he's been working out. He's been boxing. Mm-hmm. So, like, he's been boxing. He goes down to box after this really weird dream. And all is well for a little bit. Yeah, they have, like, a good weekend together in Seattle.
So Harden's been really having a hard time deciding if he should bring Tess to his hometown in London.
Right, his mom is getting married.
Because his mom's getting married to the next-door neighbor, Mike.
Mike.
Who he's not a fan of.
He's not a fan. Justice for Mike.
Really?
I feel bad for Mike.
Sure, justice for Mike. Justice for Mike, love. No, Harden doesn't like Mike, so no justice.
Justice for Harden.
Justice for your brains, listening and processing.
You are not retaining any of this information. Honestly, we just needed an outlet because this is insane. The last 10 minutes of this movie literally changed our whole outlook on the whole franchise.
It changed the course of our lives.
Literally, the last 10 minutes, insane. Biggest plot twist you have ever seen.
So... Vance, really, throughout this movie, is proving as a father figure.
Really, yes.
He's
very connected to his mother, like, Harden's mother. They're all friends.
So the backstory is...
Yes.
Vance, Harden's...
Ken.
Father...
Ken.
We're just gonna call him Ken.
It's Ken, because it's Ken and Karen.
Right. Vance...
Oh my god, we forgot to mention that Harden literally slapped Ken in the second movie. Remember?
I mean, that's expected.
Anyway. Sure. So, he has a history of violence. Moving forward.
So, Vance, Ken, and Harden's mom. What's her name?
Harden's mom?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Harden's mom. We're all friends in college. So, we sensed right away that there was some some romantic tension between Vance and Hardin's mom, and Ken seems to be on the back burner a little bit.
Very much that.
But eventually, Ken and Hardin's mom get married and supposedly have Hardin. allegedly.
Allegedly! Oh my god, have you gotten to that part of Hey Babe?
No.
Oh, it's really funny. You'll love it. Anyway.
Also, throughout the entire movie, I was screaming babe at the TV because yes. I just love calling everyone babe now.
Yes.
It's
fun.
It is fun. So...
Shout out Sal Volcano. We love you.
We do.
Yeah. Moving forward.
So, Hardin decides that he will, upon Vance's advice, Hardin is bringing...
Tessa
to England.
Mm-hmm. England indeed is my city. I'd like that to be known.
My name is Nick Crompton. What's the next line?
I don't know.
England is my city. yeah. So.
Oh my god, guest appearance from Lucy. Say hi, Lucy.
Another dog hath entered the room. What's going on, babe?
Oh, just that's heavy breathing.
Hot breath.
Ugh. This is a disaster. This is the biggest part of the movie, so we need to get through it.
Okay, last 10 minutes. They're at the wedding.
No! Way before the wedding.
Okay.
Everyone's having a nice little sleep. Before the wedding.
Hardin decides, oh my god.
It's too hot.
The temperature in this home is far too warm. I'm going to go and adjust the thermostat. But he hears some rustling downstairs. He hears some rustling. Some ungodly noises, if you will, downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes downstairs to find none other than Sir... Vance
and his mother
having
relations,
doing the tango, having relations, and he breaks it up and literally essentially calls his mother a slag.
Yes. And he throws a good punch towards Vance. He's like, how dare you sleep with my mother? I do not appreciate it. You are my mentor.
This is the moment where it's like a very serious moment, yet Hardin saying this line is absolutely hilarious. Yeah. He's like, you've been having sex with me, mom. You've been seeing me, mom, the entire time.
You're getting married tomorrow. Yeah.
You're getting married tomorrow, mate.
To his mother.
To his mother.
Yes.
Well, Hardin is not getting
married. Poor Mike.
Poor Mike. Well, it was previously established that Hardin's mom was in the next apartment over with Mike. Because yes. They are neighbors.
Right.
So Hardin thought somebody had broken into the house until he heard such rustling. And realized that it was, in fact, Vance from Bob's Vance refrigeration.
Yes.
So now we're at the wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're at the wedding. Everybody ends up going still. Confusing trope.
Yes.
Confusing choice. And yes. It isn't established how Kimberly knows, but it's pretty obvious. I feel like Hardin's mom is like the friend that girls...
Iconic.
What?
That's the author.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Katie just showed me an image of the actors, the two consistent actors in the author.
The only two consistent actors. Yeah, so...
It isn't established...
Yeah.
How Kimberly necessarily knows, but essentially Hardin's mom is that friend that guys tell their girlfriends not to worry about.
Right.
They've been friends for however many years. There's going to be obvious chemistry there. So after the wedding, Vance grabs Hardin's shoulder and is like,
let's go to the bar.
Meet me at the bar.
Which is, like, problematic in itself because he knows that Hardin resorts to alcohol. So he's like, meet me at the bar. I'm like, all right, you're toxic.
Right. Don't you know that you're toxic?
Yes. So they meet at the bar. What happens next?
The Frey song starts playing.
No. The bar scene happens first and then the Frey song starts playing.
They're at the bar.
And then he admits the big thing, and then that's when it hits.
No, the Frey song starts playing as he admits the big thing.
Yes, yes.
And do you want me to say the big thing, or do you want to say it?
Yes. I mean, I feel like we most certainly kind of are expecting it.
So, Vance doesn't actually say it in the film. It's Kimberly who says it.
Right. But yes.
To Tessa, who is comforting Kimberly. And that's how the audience finds out. And it is insinuated that Vance says it to Harden. Mm-hmm. But Vance is Harden's dad.
Yes. And then we finally get the full circle moment where Never Say Never by The Fray starts playing.
Never
and
say never.
When I tell you, when I tell you, I screamed.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I was very excited. So that movie was both a train wreck, predictable, yet full of twists and turns. Infuriating, yet entertaining.
We're really not doing it justice. You need to see these films for yourselves.
It's a whole mess of things.
Scream at the screen.
Tessa, no character development. Harden, no character development.
Fast forward through certain moments. Also,
yes.
Counter for such moments for the last movie is 5.
Yes.
Counting Harden catching his mother, which was scarring for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Wow. What a journey it was. Katie and I were screaming. We were in despair.
We were confused.
I was
irritated.
It's more of just like, I know what to expect with these movies. You know they're going to be awful. You
yes.
know they're going to be irritating.
And, like, I kind of knew the predictability going in because I'm like, I read some Wattpad books.
Sure.
So here are the plot points that are going to come up.
And Katie and I had already previously had arguments about Twilight today.
But that should be a whole other episode in itself, because we're already coming up on an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. Then maybe next episode will be about Twilight.
Yes.
And or other things.
We have decided maybe we should do, like, a movie review. I feel like there's a lot of, like, movies
TV
that are a little
movies.
Bit problematic at times.
Sure.
We are chaotic.
Final
this is
thoughts.
Chaotic.
I feel like we just gave a recap. We didn't really include our final thoughts.
I mean, what is there?
Dude.
We were surprised.
So my question is...
Everyone's toxic.
Do you think...
Oh, so there's a fourth movie coming out. We have to state our predictions. I predict the professor is going to come back and find her apartment absolutely disheveled. And maybe the fourth movie will be, like, a trial. And, like, she's suing Harding and Tessa for ruining her life and her apartment. And this whole prior three movies were their testimony in court.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's
that would be
here.
Good. I really want to see if this professor... Oh, we forgot! Okay, so Tessa decided she is going to be a responsible woman and go to the gyno. She's going to pop by, take a little visit, and they're like, something's wrong with your cervix.
Right.
And you might not have kids.
And we never hear anything.
No, this is not mentioned again. So Harden does not know.
Harden doesn't know yet, but we know he's going to blame it on her.
Yeah, because he is a very toxic person who likes to blame everything on her.
Tessa, why didn't you think about that in the womb? You really? Just grow it a little more in the womb, babe. Just grow a little more.
I think these last couple minutes should just you being Harden, because they're incredible. It's incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, so predictions for the fourth movie.
I think...
Oh, Harden finally breaks down, which was nice to see. Really changed my opinion on him a little bit. Because, you know, he's been a jerk who is unchanging in his views.
However, both eyes...
kind of bulldozes over everyone.
Both eyes were very dry.
Yeah, well, he tried to cry.
Sure.
Yeah.
What I was saying is, do you think Harden's... Do you think Ken knows?
Ken being Harden's... thought to be biological dad before this pivotal moment. Maybe that's why I feel like something else is gonna happen, something regarding the past trauma. I think there's more than initially thought, so I feel like something's gonna come up with that in the fourth movie. Definitely gonna get some more info on Harden and him coping with the realization that his whole family is messed up.
A dog just came in and left.
There was really no Tessa in the last, like, quarter of the movie, which was kind of refreshing.
Also, literally, her character development is literally just declining. Like,
as she gets blonder, her character gets weaker.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah. They used to have cute little talks.
Marvel representation.
Yeah, they would have cute little talks about their books, and we're like, oh, Jane Austen.
Are we ever going to find out what Harden writes about in that little journal?
Oh, yeah, he has, like, a journal he's been writing about, and then he snoops on her journal, and we never get to find out what's in his journal. Ugh, things. There's so many details. Just
nice little things.
Speaking of One Direction...
These
what era of One Direction do you think she was thinking about as she was writing this? Like, pubescent Harry Styles? Harry Styles? Tattooed Harry Styles?
Harden has tattoos.
I know, but I'm just trying to think.
Which, he gets two tattoos.
He does get two tattoos. He gets a tattoo for Tessa, which I'm like,
at the end of the second movie?
Problematic, yes.
Yeah.
To, like, show his love for her or whatever, I'm like, alright, you guys break up every other day, so... yes.
That was my water bottle, not my body. Thank you. I think we'll end it there. Any final thoughts? I'm glad we debriefed.
We probably missed a ton of things.
We certainly did.
Yes.
So if we miss anything, there's nowhere you can write us about it. So just scream at the podcast. Thank you.
Like we did the movie.
Yes.
Also, we would like to be known, we do not take any, liability for the trauma that may ensue after watching this, and the waste of time.
Right.
It is not our fault.
Yeah. So. This is a movie you watch with a friend to laugh with. You do not watch this alone.
No, it's tragic. Yeah.
That would be very sad for you.
I don't think I would have gotten past the first 10 minutes if I... did not have you watching it with me.
It's a roller coaster and you need that support.
And it's just funny when you realize, wait, is that Landon's mom? I thought she was white.
It's like so unnecessary. And for what? I don't know.
Literally, maybe do better casting in the first place so you don't have to keep recasting everyone.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy!
So we are very interested to find out what happens in the
fourth movie. Who do you think is going to be recasted next movie?
Oh, everyone.
Do you think Harden and Tessa?
I mean, no, I already know Tessa is in the next one.
Okay.
Let me look. What if Harden isn't in it? What if he said no? After that trauma, I will not be coming back.
Crazy. Crazy.
It's coming out in August, which,
they also,
like
kind of have nowhere to go at this point.
They do. They have to figure out, like, what's going on with her cervix.
No, they...
I want to know.
I mean, like, they don't have anywhere to go, like, locationally.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, Harden has resentment towards his mom in London. Tessa's mom threw her out in the street, just like her father, too.
Oh, wait, there's a description for the fourth movie.
What's the description?
As a shocking truth about a couple's family emerges, the two lovers discover they are not so different from each other. Took you long enough to realize that. You've been dating for a while.
Say it.
Tessa is no longer the sweet, simple, good girl she was when she met Harden.
Jeez,
that is a lie.
We never realized that. What do you mean that is a lie?
She has no character development. She's as boring as a rock. Any more than he is the cruel, moody boy that she fell for.
Cruel? If anybody uses...
He is cruel. TBH.
If somebody ever uses cruel as a descriptive word towards somebody you're thinking about dating, don't date them.
This movie is called... Wait a minute.
What?
I don't know if that's supposed to be Tessa, but that is not Tessa.
Show me.
Oh, never mind, it is.
Okay.
Wait, maybe not.
Did she just die again?
I don't know. Because the movie poster is... That is a brunette.
That is empty.
That is a brunette.
Oh, damn. That's not her.
I know, but the cast said it is her. It is 2 hours long, too, so...
It's coming out in August.
In August.
So we will do a recap, like a little mini recap. If that's something...
Oh my god, Kenny Scott makes a new appearance again. So, I think your prediction about him finding about Harden is probably correct. Robert's in this!
Are you kidding me?
Robert!
How do you
I'm this? So excited. IMDb, they babe.
They released this information.
IMDb, babe. Yeah. James, who's James? Is he new?
James, that rings a bell. Who's James?
I don't know.
Who is Jaime?
Who's Mark? Dr. West. Ooh. So maybe we do find out more about the cervix.
Oh, no. James rings a bell. Stop!
I wanna know. The freaking cervix.
James rings a bell because that is a character in Twilight we were watching earlier, which we will talk about later.
Yes. So far, who's Nora?
You know what? It's time to end it.
All right. We'll put you out of your misery.
We hope you enjoyed listening. We hope you
probably
enjoyed
didn't, but
our opinions. Why was Jonas Brothers in the second movie? We'll never
we don't
know.
Know.
Why?
Send us off with a good Harding quote, please.
I also have, you made this up earlier. We do believe that Tess's mom will be convicted for having a relationship with Noah.
Yes, because they were creepy.
They were oddly close, huggy, touchy.
Yeah, like, why are you calling his mom,
yeah,
her mom?
Telling Tess.
We never figured
business.
Out what the surprise was. Remember when he's like, oh, Tessa's here?
No, I think the surprise was about her dad.
Oh.
What about her dad?
I don't know.
We weren't really paying attention.
Maybe Noah was her dad.
Ew, Katie!
He's a year younger than
I hope
her.
You regret that statement.
I do.
What time is it?
It's almost midnight.
It is currently.
We just spent the last probably 6 hours of our lives dedicated to this film franchise.
And I don't regret any minute.
No, I do not.
It is currently 11:52 on Saturday, May 14th. 11:52 p.m.
Wow.
It's almost made in the a.m. Get it?
Yeah.
One Direction reference. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yes. So,
all right, love.
Hope you enjoy. Probably didn't, but you know.
Tessa, how dare you? How dare you end this podcast Trevor! So early? You're seeing Trevor. You know what, Molly? Yes. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Tessa. Hello.
Oh my god, I can't.